Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
All right, give us a shout. Talk to us directly there, 012-334-1322. And send us a WhatsApp. Let's see what you say. You can also talk to us directly there and tell us how you feel about the topic. And send us voice notes on the WhatsApps. Voice notes on the WhatsApps. Thank you so much, M. Hart. I see your WhatsApp there. Thank you so much for it. Send us your WhatsApps, 0826572729. When we talk about the conscience, what are we talking about? Now, a guilty conscience. Joseph's brothers, in Genesis 42, verse 21, then they said to one another, "We are truly guilty concerning our brother. Or we saw the anguish, for we saw the anguish of his soul when he pleaded with us, and would not hear. Therefore, this distress has come upon us." Ukuzisola, you know, when people regret and are riddled with guilt to a point of remorse about what they have done, we know that the conscience is showing them their guilt. And then Ezra in chapter 9, verses 6, and he says, "I said, oh, my Elohim, I am too ashamed and humiliated to lift up my face to you, my Yahuwah, for our iniquities have risen higher than our heads, and our guilt has grown up to the heavens." This is a conscience showing us the menace of our guilt, and we are brought to a point of repentance. Mfundis Makam, what comes to mind? Apostle, are you still there? Apostle Pumla? How? Apostle Pumla? Yeah.
I'm here.
Yes. Now, what comes to mind then? A guilty conscience also brings us to repentance. We see with Ezra there. We see with Joseph's brothers when they meet him years after they had sold him out. What comes to mind?
By right and by virtue, conscience should enable us or bring us to a place where, you know, when something doesn't feel right, you don't feel good. And as a result, your conscience should be able to assist you to refrain or to restrict yourself.
Yes.
But then, another pelamol, but another pelamol, another one, I didn't talk since I wanted to say something. You'll find that it then becomes easy for a lot of people to override their conscience. And as a result, remember, you cannot free yourself from a guilty feeling, unless you actually acknowledge that which you have done is not in line with the word of God, is incorrect, morally speaking. But then, if you don't acknowledge that, then it becomes somehow a lifestyle. There are people, Mohovona is a lifestyle to override the conscience. They've mastered the issue of, Gerata, how somebody has put this out. You know, look at a conscience as a reference that is always pacing to and fro, trying to say to you, don't go for this, go for that, you know. But then, unfortunately, even in the midst of law, you will find that the people will override their conscience.
Yes.
Hence, we are bombarded by so much error. You know, we are bombarded by so many crises that are so unnecessary. There's so much turmoil going on. And like as I said, it's not even necessary that hang out at this thing, there's a hell of simply because we are failing for the way acknowledge your conscience here on the difference between right and wrong. So we just, I mean, truly, I don't even want to talk about the world. Let's not go far. Let's talk about the church.
Yeah.
Now, if our leaders are involved in things that are so degrading,
human
that are so ungodly, come again?
Human trafficking.
Now, just tell me this. I'm scared because that example, that is, I mean, that's like crazy, but it's happening. It's happening under our noses. And it's done by leaders for what? For the love of money. For meaning, at the end of the day, a person will exchange their conscience for something. Like in this case, somebody with example, about human trafficking and many other things that is simply because people want to look good, people want to show the world that they're succeeding out there, and as a result, they have to prove a point. So for people prove a point to that extent, definitely you'll have to live in a world where consciously you kill the judgment.
Nahana Muruti adi gimbazale le msadi wa motho mong ka mokereke to an extent ya hore motho tshwantse banong a tlhalohanye hore Muruti o shapada and then ba fetsa Muruti a sente motho a hae mamruta motlohele and then a kene dai fro patsa mae ba yonya.
I want that another level.
Conscience, Helisi Edmund, Ebona. Motu, we are the loaded into Gasidina honey. I'm telling you.
Yeah, well, and then the next thing, you come and preach.
Yeah.
Go the very session, Omokawati, and the Omokawati, and Kate. I mean, there's another sad state of affairs, a sad scenario where these people go to this particular church. The husband is an accountant, and then Masadi Lena has some role, leadership role in the church.
Mm.
But over and above being in spiritual high, this man, he is the kind of person who will go beyond the call of duty.
Yeah.
He'll go an extra mile to do good for the church and also for the servant of God and the family.
Mm.
Yeah, only to find that where Muruti will be here and Alim Sadiwa high. And hence, security Muruti, unfortunately, we live in Monagong where it is easy to kill a conscience in order to think you benefit whatever. I don't even know what people are benefiting that is better, that is beyond God and His will. Because when you kill your conscience, you're not guided by anything. I give a to Bilalaka Moyokalam because then the whole time, because his conscience is out of the picture, then the Holy Spirit definitely or more for normal levels of car.
And you definitely
buy up the gun. This my conscience is a man who is a man who guide you who put it. But then when it comes to certain individuals, it then becomes easy for them to behave like they don't have a conscience. That is why most cases when you cancel certain individuals from certain institutions or from certain churches, you realize that this person has been through so much in the hands of the leader they trusted. Not only the leader they trusted, the leader they believe that they are able to not only study the word of God, but to decode and dissect the word.
Yeah.
And be able to bring to the church so that it can impact the lives of people. But you realize that it is not the case. The very people that are expected to do right by the people of God are people that have now become mafias. Mm. They are people that have now become scavengers and hyenas. You know, hyena, if it tears apart.
Yes, yes.
Hyena, it's our so unfortunately, when we kill our conscience or when we know it overrides, then we start behaving as wolves. And hence, when the Lord wolves in the sheepskin. So it then becomes easy for a wolf to take up the cover of sheep because already we plan later for when you are determined to do what you want. Because when you kill your conscience or when you override it, in a nutshell, you are saying you will do whatever you want. Come hell, come high water, whatever it takes. Irregardless of who you hurt, irregardless of who becomes, you know, a victim, you don't care. As long as we're not as a person or sharp. And unfortunately, Muruti can tell you anything. No, no, no. Muruti not fell, hey, not sharp or a cattle or man or ring. It's not, we hear this every day. Conviction, the boldness. No, not as long as it's really sharp, my conscience is clear. You're hurting people, but you're telling us your conscience is clear. Is it even practical? Sure. You know, tell us about the idea unlawfully. You know, there's no accountability. Mm. And you want to come and tell us that your conscience is, how sure, just tell me, causing people to fall into sin, left, right, and center. There are people who came to the church fairly innocent, they do.
Hey.
But they met leaders in the church who corrupted their mind because they met leaders, they encountered leaders without conscience.
It is
and
sad.
People who don't have a conscience are very useless. They are mean.
Mm. Mm,
and selfish.
I hear you. Send us a WhatsApp. So 0826572729. Let's hear what you say. We are talking about the conscience. What it is even all about. Unembeza. Uyini. What is the conscience even all about? I need to hear from you as to what you make of it. Much of the times we had gone on to actually look into the issue of a conscience, and to an extent, you know, we overlooked, you know, the very aspect of a conscience, what it is even all about. All right, Emhart says a conscience my husband had an affair, don't even have a conscience, don't even obey God's word. When someone has gone off the way just like that. This is from M. Hart. Yeah, I see. From M. Hart there. Thank you, M. Hart, for sending that. What is a conscience even all about? When we talk about a conscience, a good conscience or a bad conscience, what is it even all about? We need to hear from you as to what you make of it. Give us a shout. Talk to us directly there. 012-334-1322.
We are here 24 hours a day with the message of hope, faith, and love on 657 AM.
We understand that as a young person, you face many challenges that threaten both your safety and mental well-being. And in this fast-moving world, you don't always have someone to talk to. That's why I Am Youth has joined hands with Child Protection Hotline to give reliable and accessible counseling to young people. So send a WhatsApp text, SMS, or call the number 076-037-6345 to get help today. We believe that you are worth it.
Passionate about God, passionate about people. Radio Pulpit 657 AM, your daily companion. Download our mobile app or visit radiopulpit.co.za to listen to your favorite station 24 hours a day.
Share the love, share the truth, share the life on 657 AM.
All right, 12 minutes over the hour, and you can send us a WhatsApp 0826572729. What is a conscience even all about? Now, a guilty conscience, listen to this one. In Psalms chapter 40, verses 12. For innumerable evils have surrounded me. My iniquities have overtaken me, so that I am not able to look up. They are more than the hairs of my head. Therefore, my heart fails me. A guilty conscience, a conscience that is where we become aware of our guilt to a point of confession and also to a point of repentance. Mfundisi Makam, what do you say about that? This is a call of guilty conscience or abantu sebaya iziba vele ba ama robot njengami so inyawo lezinsimbi.
Hey Mfundisi, mina ngicanga ukuthi na ngicanga ukuthi unembeza akasekho Mfundisi. Nginokubuka la ku Samuel kwisibili chapter 24.
Yeah.
It, but after David had taken census, David's conscience began to bother him.
Yeah.
You understand? Uma umuntu anenembeza, uyakwazi ukuhle nokubi.
Yeah.
And akazi ukuthula ukuthi I know it's okay, akuna muntu angibonile.
Mm.
Azokhuluma kubaba kuthi baba ngikonile.
Yeah.
UDavid lapha after ayenzela ama senses lawo uNkulunkulu uthi lapha na uDavid, I have sinned greatly by taking these senses. Please forgive my guilt Lord, for doing these foolish things. You understand? Or usasena inhliziyo. Sometimes I ask myself, kutina, ingaba thina emabandleni sasenayo yini? Emabandleni esikhathini esiningi, my brother engimlamayo ekhaya wayeka wathi akasafuna, akasafuna ukuzwa next. Because kwaba nebandla elabuya libuya phesheya lafika laqala laphana. Wayinikela khona. Kwaba khona lokho ukuthi nakukolekwa imali. Then what they do, bathandazwa ngesiphutukezi. Uma kuthandazwa ke kuvalwa amehlo, umfundisi uphumane saka ngesikhathi kuvalwa amehlo. Uphumane saka. Kanti ubhuti ubhekile. Uphumane saka, aphuma agijima angene emotweni ahambe. Basala kubizwe leyo, uyabona le nto yenziwayo ukuthi na, let us pray for uRay. Let us pray for Mashat. Let us pray for Mfundo, you understand? Kati kuqhutshwe isikhathi. Uma sekabuya, abuya ke umfundi sefika abambe imike. Oh Lord, oh Jehovah, sebezwe imike ukuthi ivoice kamfundisi kabantu baphinde baphakama ke. Then ke abathulisa, bahlala phansi. Kati ubhuti ubhekile, wahlala phansi azange asaye. Ukuthi, if this thing is genuine, why kumele aze aphume uma kuvalwa amehlo? You understand?
Yeah.
Emabandleni mfundisi, kunomfundisi khona la udume ngabafazi babantu. Uyibuza ukuthi na kahle kahle unkosikazi ukhona and uni title enkulu kakhulu. You understand? Because siyawathandana la my title lawo. Uyibuza ukuthi na uma kanjani phambi kwebandla uma ukhuluma ukuthi uJesu uyinkosi kade kahle kahle wena uyasay ukuthi you are a king to this lady ungasiyena wakho or ubungenela ngayo le ndlela le bayishoyo ukuthi na greetings to my spouse and my spices is what you are saying. Hey, you understand?
When you take a guilty conscience, man.
I say, when you take somebody's wife, uhambe naye uthi uShumayela eNatal, ufike endleleni maybe uphathwe umchamo, uthini kwalo muntu uma uzophumuca? Ore yela phathwe umchamo. What do you say? Unkosikazi womuntu lo. No, indoda yabantu. So, unembeza umfundisi kumele avuke uwazi isono. No way, kutina. This is good. This is not good. This is for me. This is, when I do this, I represent the Lord. You know, akumelanga umtana kankulunkulu bamungabaze bamfanise. Kungaku uJohana tina ungabisi vivi. Whether umande or ushise. Hayi kuthi ube phakathi nendawo ube lukewarm no. Umntana kaNkulunkulu kumele kuqaqe ukuthi kahle kahle yena kume kwenephi side. So unembeza makasebenze enhlizweni kungathi uNkulunkulu akamvusa lo nembeza ukuthi asebenze enhlizweni zethu. When you see these people the brothers yaka Joseph but na sesambona ngendlela wayesicela ngayo. And now siyabona ukuthi na maybe it's a punishment from God. Bayayibona what they did was wrong. And they were supposed to act at that time. Because whenever somebody does something wrong, uNkulunkulu akathuli uyakhuluma. And unembeza omuhle will always know ukuthi hey, then kuba uwe umnyathelayo. Ukuthi angifuni uqhubeka nokwenza into zakho. So umphostoli Paulo la kuna la kuba Roma chapter 1 uthi na because you are refusing to do the will of God uNkulunkulu agcina aniyekelela kwalezi nkanuku zenu and at the end niyenza izinto zokuthi nabantu abangamazi uNkulunkulu abazenzi. wena uthi wazi uNkulunkulu uwe uwesi than bona labantu abangamazi uNkulunkulu kahle kahle unembeza ufile because once ukufa unembeza then ukufa amahloni kufa kusaba kuqala kuvuka izinye izinto kuvuka indaba yokubulala kuvuka indaba yamanga kuvuka indaba yokushayesha kuvuka yonke le into lela ucabangayo wena ubonayo ukuthi and it's like that konga uNkulunkulu akayivusa le into lela inawa hazi singathathi imali zabantu emabandleni uhamba uyohlala kuphi kuphi usiya abantu khona la uthathe into zabantu uhamba uyohlala kuphi kuphi you know guys bandlele kaNkulunkulu we need to imitate what Christ did. Christ, ngaba uNkulunkulu uJehova uyahusha amashiyaka uma ngaba ula wayezothile wayezokwenza lokhu we have to remember ukuthi abantu abamazi lo muntu bazi wena as a representative an ambassador who represent him and uma wenza lezinto bathi bathi uNkulunkulu uyasilimaza uNkulunkulu sithatha labafazi uNkulunkulu zonke lezinto lezo and that is the reason people are bamfuna uNkulunkulu ngendlela ukuthi thina sesise unembeza asenaye unembeza omuhle.
I hear you. We're taking your calls. Give us a shout. Talk to us directly there. 012-334-1322. Let us hear what you say on the issue of a conscience.
Share the love. Share the truth. Share the life on 657 AM.
Radio Pulpit's Facebook page makes you more a part of the station than ever before. Now you can give your opinion regarding our programs or even contact your favorite presenter. You can get the latest news and existing programs and communicate with other listeners. Come on, let your fingers do the talking on Radio Pulpit's Facebook page. It's interactive and dynamic. Just visit facebook.com/Radio Pulpit.
Radio buzzing of life. 657 AM.
Real radio for real people serving a real God. Tune in to Radio Pulpit 657 AM. Download our app and listen on radiopulpit.co.za.
All right then, and the number to dial 012-334-1322. Let's hear from you as to what you make of this, the very aspect and issue of a conscience. And a guilty conscience, something that many people have not based themselves into. It's something that many do not associate with, you know. There's always this notion of blaming and playing victim. Blaming and no admission of guilt on our part at times. And our conscience serves exactly that. Mashadi. Okay, I think somehow I've lost all the audio, but you know me, I will come up with something.
Real radio for real people serving a real God. Tune in to Radio Pulpit 657 AM. Download our app and listen on radiopulpit.co.za.
All right, there is a load shedding here, or is it a load reduction? I don't know, man. It's just messing us up here.
Standing is still raising her voice.
Yes.
And still saying to you, O men, I call. My appeal is to the children of men. You simple ones, gain resource. You fools, gain sense. Hey, we need wisdom. We need understanding. Here comes Rachel. Women's Month, as we put it in South Africa. We are in Genesis chapter 31, verse 34 to verse 55. I won't read all of it. I'll read only verse 34. Laban is pursuing Jacob because Laban wants his idols. They were idol worshippers. Laban was actually an idol worshipper.
Mm.
And he kept idols in his house. And he was pursuing Jacob. He wanted his idols. They were missing in his house. Guess who took the idols? Rachel.
Amen.
Rachel chooses to sit on the idols and pretend as though it was that time of the month. Was she conscious? did she have a conscience? We'll get to that. Verse 34. Now Rachel had taken the idols, or household idols, put them in the camel saddle and sat on them. And Laban searched all about the tent, but did not find them. And she said to her father, let it not displease my lord that I cannot rise before you, for the manner of women is with me. And he searched but did not find the household idols. It's happening in the church zone where we find that we're sitting on idols. We're sitting on things that come, we carried in the world. We have brought them into the church and we practice those. We don't want to let go. We believe in these things that worked in the world and we start doing them in the church. And we call them church practices. We call them the Most High's anointing. We call them the, what do you call it? Ordination of sorts. We call them the voice of the Most High. We call them all sorts of things. And it's things that come from the streets. Not necessarily the streets as you know them, but from the world. And we bring those into the house of the Most High, where we've gathered and we claim that we worship Him. Most of us are sitting, still sitting, on the idols that we were supposed to have dumped in the world. Most of us need to be born again. Yo! And the racial syndrome still gets away with murder because we've got a forgiving Father. We've got a Father that understands that we could be going through that phase where we are bleeding, that phase where we are limping, that phase where we are paralyzed, that phase where we are not thinking clearly, that phase where we are confused and lost because we are on a journey, because they were on a journey when she sat on these idols. We, however, ought to let go of the idols and be born again and see the ultimate power of the Most High that we serve. Rachel had a conscience. If she did not have a conscience, she would not have hidden. She would not have been aware that stealing was wrong. So she knew it was wrong. Stealing was wrong. She knew how important those idols were to her father. And she knew that the only way to get away with murder was to just sit on the idols. And for her father not to find them was for her to claim the most sensitive thing to the father, that is blood. It is that time of the month, Daddy. So Dad would not have asked her to move from where she was sitting forcefully. That's how sensitive the father is when it comes to his children, particularly when it comes to blood. Was Rachel conscious? Yes, she was, because she knew that she had put the family in trouble, that the father was angry, that the father was so angry that he searched everything and everywhere for these idols that he claimed or alleged that Jacob had stolen. And she also knew what was going to happen in terms of the results thereof. Should the father find the idols that Jacob stole, the idols, or find the idols with anyone who was with Jacob, the father would have assumed that it was Jacob who actually planned it that way. And the punishment or the results that were to follow would not be palatable. So Rachel was away. Rachel did not only have a conscience, she also was conscious. Begs another question. Is it possible to have a conscience and not be conscious? In other words, is it possible to be in a position where you can tell the difference between right and wrong and not be aware of right and wrong? Addressing church leaders and believers and the church in this context, is it possible really to have a conscience as a church and church leaders and as believers? and not be conscious? Is it possible? Absolutely not, which means we have a conscience, but we know what's right, the difference between right and wrong, but we choose to go with the wrong because it pleases our flesh. Sadly, it pleases our flesh temporarily, just for a moment. We let go, we sell our birthright for 2 minutes of pleasure. Just watch our church leaders, most church leaders during elections in our country, or during the inauguration of the president in our nation. Some of them behave like lap dogs. Instead of being the head, we are the tail. We follow because we have to dance for our dinner. Hey, my daughter. We contribute as church leaders. We see church leaders contributing towards the sale of our country, the sale of our nation, to political parties, to other organizations unknown to those who voted, to the voters rather. Selling our young girls and young boys, selling families, the church contributes to that. The divorce rate in churches, the abortion rate in churches, the idol worship in churches, the ancestral worship in churches. During that time, it is appalling. It's frightening. Frightening beyond measure. Mm. 1 minute you are in this church bowing to that God. Another minute you are in that other church or whatever synagogue, you are bowing to another God. Another minute you are in some fields bowing to another God. And you wonder what is going on. And you see pastors with collars and purple shirts and all kind of priestly garments. And you wonder what is going on. Does the church, let me not say the church because he is the head, he knows better. I'll talk to church leaders. Do church leaders, are they aware, do they have a conscience which has been given by the Most High to make sure that they lead people towards the right way? Lo and behold, he said, there's a hireling who may be working from 9 to 5. But there's the one who's the good shepherd. He does not work from 9 to 5. He works 24/7, 365, 366, whatever seconds, you name it. He does not sleep nor slumber. He is the good shepherd, the bishop of our souls. Think about it. How many times did Mary, the mother of the Son of Man, have to speak? Or how many times did she speak in the Bible? 4, somewhere she responds, maybe 5, maybe 6, maybe 7, but definitely not more than 7 times. The first time she responds is when the angel Gabriel announces the miraculous conception. And then maybe second time, I'm just saying this off the cuff, she runs not to anyone else, not to the parents, not friends, not whoever. She runs to Elizabeth. The baby lived, we know the story. And then she opens her mouth to praise. And then maybe the fourth time, here comes the wedding in Cana. And at this wedding, there are vessels, different vessels that had to be used, filled with water. And it shouldn't just be water that gives life, but this water had to be turned into wine so that we should be like him who is the true vine. I'm not there. I'm going straight to the crucifixion. Here is this woman witnessing the gruesome murder of her child, of her son. It's not a 3D, 4D movie. It's live. All we know is that the majority wanted him crucified. Even today, the majority does not want him preached amongst the Gentiles. The majority does not want him preached in the world. Where is the conscience of the church? Because the conscience of the church should be about preaching the true Son of Man, Yahushua HaMashiach, whose blood was shed on the cross so that you and I can see eternal life and not see the second death. Mary is with John. There are no crowds to support her. There's no one who's singing, this must fall and that must fall and everyone should side with Mary. There's no support of any form. It is not recorded that she cried. It is not recorded that her tears fell. It is not recorded that she was feeling, grieving, uncontrollable. It is not recorded that she wailed like Rachel. It is not recorded that she wailed like the wailing women. It is not recorded. And yet, this is a woman who gave birth to the son. And for every woman, as you know, I'm definitely sure that she cried. I'm definitely sure that tears fell. What am I saying? For every gray hair, for every wrinkle, every crutch, every wheelchair, every limping leg, every cellulite, you may laugh right there, it's okay. But for every weak muscle, every stroke, behind all that, there is a story. But there's one who heals. Name is Yahusha HaMashiach. Did Mary have a conscience? Yes, she did. Was Mary conscious of what was going on? Yes, she was. Here's the healer, and he wants to heal his church even today. Because remember, he's coming for a perfect church. So this church needs to have a conscience. We need the conscience of the church resuscitated, restored, rebuilt, so that the church can be conscious of its actions, of its practices, so that he should come back for his perfect church.
I hear you quite well. Send us your WhatsApps, 0826572729. Let's hear what you say. Drop us a voice note also on the WhatsApp. What is a conscience even all about? What does the word say with regards to this? What is a conscience even all about? What does the word say even all about this? I need to hear from you. Send us a WhatsApp, 0826572729. All right, and here's another one. Thank you so much. Palo, thank you for the WhatsApps. Thank you so much for the WhatsApps. Palo in Porch. I really, really appreciate. It says, greetings, Pastor Ray. Basically, a conscience is an awareness of and about something. It's a matter of the mind, and it's not necessarily a matter of the brain, but it's sitting on the soul. Once you're taught of something, your awareness is awakened, and that which you know will bring a conviction. Pastor Palomo Tsi in Potchefstroom. Thank you so much. I really appreciate it. Pastor, may the Father bless you abundantly.
Do you need prayer? WhatsApp your name and your prayer request to 0826572729, and our care center will gladly contact you to pray for you.
Imagine a place where young people can get answers to difficult questions, seek advice on issues that they struggle with, listen to uplifting music, and find relevant and godly content that can help them shape their identity. All this while also having fun in a safe space and environment. Well, the new I Am Youth website is just the place where you can find this and so much more. Go to iamyouth.co.za for an experience that will stay with you for life. I Am Youth. Life explained.
Real radio for real people, serving a real God. Tune in to Radio Pulpit 657 AM. Download our app and listen on radiopulpit.co.za.
Roslyn Williams, I see you're saying Lynn is going for a chemotherapy. We will pray for Lynn. May the Father help Lynn to recover in the name of Yahusha HaMashiach. Send us a WhatsApp, 0826572729. Let's hear what you say on this matter, the issue of a conscience, what it is even all about. I am keen to hear from you. And of course, let me bring this again to you, Apostle. And much of the times when we speak of a conscience, and I want to move away from a guilty conscience because I've touched on that, and in this last segment to also touch on the issue of conscience in general, you know, to touch on that. People would say at times, no, maybe a conscience has nothing to do with me. There's nothing that I should get even from the notion of a conscience. But all of us have this. I'm looking at Romans chapter 13, verse 5. It says, therefore, you must be subject not only because of wrath, but also for conscience's sake. A conscience is like a guidance into our philosophy of life in Christ. And in Christ, our conscience continuously reminds us of how we ought to subject ourselves to his reign. And the fact that a conscience acts also as a means of safeguarding. You know, when they say a conscience is clear, a conscience, my conscience is rested, they basically speak that I had done that which the Father requires of me. Therefore, for a conscience's sake, that it should not be seared, that it should not be corrupted, one needs to live according to the ways of the Father, subjecting themselves to the ways of the Father. Apostle, what comes to mind?
That's key, Muruti, subjecting ourselves to the ways of the Father. Because conscience, remember, it also reflects the values and the beliefs of individuals. And remember, our values and beliefs are shaped by education, our environment, our experience, you know, so forth and so on. And because we are human, so conscious suffering is not even enough. It's not even sufficient. You can't depend on it. You can't rely on it. When you read in the book of Proverbs, chapter 14, verse 12, the word of God says, there is a way that seems right to a man, but its end, it is the way of death. Jeremiah 17, verse 9, you are not able. The prophet admonished, the heart is deceitful above all things, and desperately wicked, so who can know it? So, Moriti, we cannot really, really rely upon more conscience. Hence, I'm saying, hang at the consciously reflects our values, it reflects our belief system, everything tolerant from our environment, our family background. There are people, Moriti, according to what they were taught, whatever local or wherever they were, whatever Pinangana, it is right. You know, the conscience of an area can tell you, it looks right. You know, that's also basically the answer for there's a way in the eyes of men. You know, that looks good, but the end of it is thereof. But we have the biggest reliable compass, and that it is the word of God that overrides any conscience, that overrides every value, every system. You know, when you hold on to it, definitely my pillow, I don't know, will change for the better. And if we pillow back, I'll be changed for the better. Then it means we are going to have healthy families. When we have family, because when we have healthy families, then we'll have healthy churches and eventually healthy communities or, you know, nation. But then, if we conscious that is based on our values and our belief and want to neglect the word of God, then we'll continue to go down and we'll experience entertaining society, we'll experience about the moral degeneration, because no way out unless we return back to the Lord and return back to the principle of the word of God and hold on to it. I think for now.
Yes, wow. Absolutely. You know, when a conscience is seared, it's just said. I'm looking at a video where people are paying to enter into a gate of prosperity. And they pay. They put money. You'd see, Apostle, I've sent you a video. You'd see that.
Okay.
It is quite sad that we see those kinds of things. Mfundisi Makamu, when we speak also of a conscience, I'm looking at 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verses 11. Knowing, therefore, the terror of the Elohim, we persuade men, but we are well known to the Elohim, to Yahuwah. And I also trust are well known in your consciences. Knowing, therefore, the terror of judgment.
Mm.
We persuade men to do good, to live according to the will of the Most High.
Yeah.
What comes to mind for this?
I think kumele sifundise ukuthi na uNkulunkulu ufuna ukuthi siphile kahle. And that is why abeke this moral compass ukuthi na sikwazi ukuthi na judge what is good from wrong, what is wrong from good, what is good from wrong. Sikwazi ukuhlukanisa konke lokho. Then again, and we must choose. And we have to remember ukuthi uNkulunkulu ubekho umuntu abe free moral agent ukuthi akwazi ukuchoose, and ngendlela a free moral agent ngakhona you can even choose against the one who gave you the opportunity to choose. UNkulunkulu akanankinga naloko, but uzothola ama results phambili. So kuna lapha ngibambe khona la ku Psalms chapter 38.
Yes.
Yitlapan, my guilt overwhelms me. It is a burden too heavy to bear. My wounds fasten and stink because of my foolish sins. When you choose to stay in sin, kase, uNkulunkulu akakunyeki nje, because everything that a person does, there is a punishment uNkulunkulu ayibekile. Some of us, our punishment sithole sasela emhlabeni. Uthi uyale already say a punishment uyitholile. So we must live a conscience, a clean. Ukuze izwi likaNkulunkulu lingajivaziki, angabikho umuntu azosola uNkulunkulu ngenxa yokuphila kwami. You know, mfundisi, nginenkinga lapha engizokhuluma nawe, maybe after umanipedro nokulungisa ifoni, ngoba ifoni yami i-screen asasebenzi. Yeah, ngizokhuluma nawe ngayo ukuthi how can we help this person. You know, mfundisi, uNkulunkulu udinga conscience clean. Some of them, they even go to extent of doing the wrong things, killing even their own families, because they need money, they need this, they need that, killing their own families because of a man. Uyibuza ukuthi unembeza ukuphi? Kati le nto uNkulunkulu ayibekile ukuthi nayo ukhuze yashonathi. Ayisekho. So kungathi uNkulunkulu singahlala kuye ukuze simeditate on his word, whatever that comes our way. The Bible says ukuthi in order for you to be prosperous and successful, meditate on this word. And this is the word we must read day and night, and we must meditate. So that whenever, you know, David Lapana, go Psalm chapter 18, I have hidden a word in my mind so that I may not sin. When your word, when his word, this balakiti, whenever also funagwenzi is something, don't go there. And as an obedient child of the living God, you will always hear from ukwenza ukubi. So conscience, iyadingeka. And we need to put my equation with you clean before people and before God.
Right. And I don't know what's happening, but it looks like, Babongan, the voice note you sent, it is giving me a document file. I can't open it. Nomamu Pakula, Morin Pakula. I will try, though.
Good evening, Brother Godfrey. I greet you in the wonderful name of my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. You know, Mudimu Omote, Brother Godfrey.
Yeah, no, you can just see that this is an old file, unfortunately. Sorry, Mam Pakula. It's an old file where you spoke to Godfrey. Godfrey left the show many months ago. Anyway, Babu Bongani, also your file. Please just turn this into a WhatsApp message or notes, just write, so that I can read this quickly. But somewhat, somehow, I can't read it. I don't know what happened. I don't know why the conversions... it's just not happening at all. But I am trying to open this. It's not working at all. I'm so sorry. It is not working at all. Yeah. It's not working at all. It's not doing anything that I'd like it to do. It's not. I'm so sorry about that. Let's see if I can find the play button and then try to play this. Maybe it will play. Ah, nothing. Nothing at all. Nothing at all. I'm so sorry. Those files can't play. I don't know why. They will fix that. 012-334-1322. You can give us a shout. Talk to us directly there.
Our family is just getting bigger and bigger. Welcome to 657 AM.
All right. And of course, the concluding remarks. Let us go to Mashadi and hear what she says, Mashadi Mutobi, on the concluding remarks with regards to this. A conscience, what a conscience is even all about. And then perhaps maybe Mam Pakula, Maureen, and Babongani, your files, maybe you can change them somewhat, somehow. The format doesn't play this side. I try to open it the other side. It just doesn't play at all. Anyway, Mashadi, finally.
May his word remain a light upon our paths. Mm. May his word remain a moral compass. May he help us to discern between right and wrong. Yahusha then says in his words, own words, nevertheless, not my will, but your will be done. Mary understood the assignment, that it was the will of the Most High that had to be done. Mm. She remembered, I'm sure, what was said to her the first time she had to ask the question, how shall this be? And then she understood. She had a conscience. She was conscious. Let his light be, indeed, his word be a light upon our paths. Indeed, in closing, Ruti Ray, Romans chapter 2, verse 15, they show that the requirements of the law are written on their hearts, their consciences also bearing witness. Our consciences bear witness, and their thoughts sometimes accusing them, and at other times even defending them. May the Most High help us all. 1 Timothy 1:5, the goal of this command is love, which comes from a pure heart and a good conscience and a sincere faith, Bazalwane. Let's not do things according to our will, but let his will, the will of the Most High, the Elohim, Abba Yahuwah, let his will be done. Can we just leave our idols out there? Can this conscience that he's given us be a moral compass? And let us serve with a good conscience and with sincere faith. It's always a pleasure to serve Baruti, it's always a pleasure to serve Muruti Ray, and it's always a pleasure to serve with the guests in the studio right now. Ikamalinkosi Malibongwe. Amen.
Thank you so much, Mashadi. Amen to that. And of course, we are coming to the wrap of it. I am so sorry to Bongani, Babongani, and also to Mam Pakula Maureen. I'm really sorry. Your files somehow are showing a format that I can't convert at all. I have tried so much. I have tried. It just doesn't do the thing. It refuses to a great extent. So I'm trying by all means to get it going. Let's see. Nothing. All right. So I will rest it there. If it's possible, please, you can just call me in then, and I'll try to squeeze you in on this. Now, we are coming to the close of the events. When we talk about a conscience, in 1 Peter chapter 2, verses 19, for this is commendable, if because of conscience towards Yahuwah, one endures grief, suffering wrongfully. A conscience also enables us to endure and to suffer together with Christ. What's your take finally, Apostle?
My take is that Mudimu Kena, who has installed conscience on us, and as a result, we are able to educate and train conscience around, and we can use the word of God to do that. And we can always go back to God. So, but like as I said, it can be trained, it can be re-educated, you know, it can be reborn, you know, so there can be some newness that goes on to your conscience. But that can only be done through the Word of God, the reading of the Word of God, meditating on the Word of God, and also allowing the Holy Spirit to just ignite and renew, revive, rejuvenate your conscience.
Yeah.
So all hope is not lost.
Yes. Yes,
so absolutely. You're not far gone that you cannot return back. The conscience cannot die to that extent that you may be resuscitated or restored.
Absolutely. And of course, Umfundisi Makamu, just after this.
No hassles, no frills. It's just sounds full of life on 657 AM.
All right, Umfundisi Makamu, I'm looking at 1 Peter chapter 3, verse 16. Having a good conscience that when they defame you as evildoers, those who revile your good conduct in Christ may be ashamed. Now, a good conscience also enables us not to be taken by every whim, you know, by every whim that actually is making us to find ourselves demoralized in our walk with the Father.
Amen.
Whatever it is that they say against us, the conscience that the Father has given us enables us to sustain and stand firm in the midst of all false accusations. Muruti, finally.
Amen. Amen, Muruti. Finally, I will say, in Romans chapter 12, in 9, abazalwane, kutini nikele mzimba yeni bomhlatshelo ophilayo, ukuthokozisayo uNkulunkulu. Don't conform with the world, but by changing the way you think. So let us be judgmental. It's true, Kutina, when you talk about being judgmental, but you are judgmental, but you are not God. But let us be judgmental. Let us judge our thoughts. Let us judge our minds. Let us judge our actions. And let us hold on to what is good that will please the Lord.
Absolutely. Now, next week, we are going to be touching base on a sinful fruit. We will be looking at what a sinful fruit is even all about. Sorry to Bongani and Mampakula. I know they support the shows, man. Sorry about tonight. I don't know what happened. The files just don't. Somehow, there's a load shedding here, and so things just flipped. Anyway, a sinful fruit we are talking about next week. Much blessings. Apostle Pumla, thank you so much. As always, may the Father bless you.
And thank you so much for the opportunity, Maruti, and to the listeners and to the guests in the studio.
Amen. And then Fundis Makam, thank you so much. I really appreciate, sir.
Inkomo mfundisi sikhomba simkatekisi ku mpostolo mpostolo mfene mfundisi mashat nawe and with the family ready pulpiti yonke inkomo sikhomba simkatekisi ngwene na miranda
nawe siyakuthanda makube njalo bakhonze ekhaya siyabonga kakhulu tuda
amen
raba. And of course, thank you so much for the calls. Thank you for the WhatsApps. It's been great. Thank you very much for listening through. Thank you for those who said, we love the music. Ow, Matota. Thank you. Nomcebo. Ah, it's been a while. But you, now you're a superstar. I saw. Thank you very much. We really appreciate. And thank you very much also for listening through and for praying for us. To the King above all else, we give him glory, majesty, and honor. There's none like him in our lives. His name is Yahweh Elohim. By his Holy Spirit, he guides us into all truth. Even tonight, we thank him that we still are found in his discipleship. From Mire, much blessings to you.
Join us on our journey to find joy in everyday situations. Listen to Bertha LaRue Thursdays from 9 a.m. on Radio Pulpit 657 a.m.
You and 657 a.m. and life, a winning team on the road to eternity.